is the last copy in our ministry sells a small amount of books. And when you know a bookstore, when it buys books, it doesn't buy them one at a time. It buys them wholesale and it buys them by the case. Maybe it might buy them 5 cases or 10 cases. And I bought it at a bookstore and it was the last one. And where do you suppose I bought that 7 Promises of a Promise Keeper from? At the Loma Linda Adventist bookstore. The people that are going to the Promise Keeper meetings are coming from all walks of faith. And the main focus of Promise Keepers is ecumenism. And I'll give you an example of one of them. At this meeting here where you had a million men, one of the speakers up there did a very interesting thing. He said, now, when I count to three, I want everyone in the audience to yell out what church they go to. 1, 2, 3. And you were yelling Lutheran, you were yelling Baptist, you were yelling Methodist, you unfortunately were yelling Adventist, and you were yelling Catholic. But it was just confusion. And then he said this, when I count to three, I want everyone to yell out who their Savior is. 1, 2, 3. Jesus. Suddenly they'd broken down all the barriers. They all had the same Savior. They were all worshiping Jesus. And if you study it closely, there are on and on and on with the psychological techniques that go on in there. But let me read you some of the passages out of this book, 7 Promises of a Promise Keeper, that are specifically identifying the ecumenical theme that is pushed. On page 55, it says, 155, the body of Christ comprises a wide diversity of members. There are many denominations, various styles of worship, and representatives of all walks of life. Now, further on, page 169, it says this. And by the way, the two barriers that it emphasized breaking down is racial and denominational. And believe it or not, that's a psychological technique. Because it is wrong for me to be a racist. It's wrong for me to not like you because you're black, just like it's wrong for you to not like me because I'm white. But it isn't wrong for me to uphold and maintain my doctrinal understanding of the Bible, even if you disagree. So when you're teaching people that the walls we're trying to tear down are racial and denominational and you keep them in the same ballpark, it's apples and oranges. It's a psychological technique that will ultimately lead to the point to where to not